Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day. And this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. And I'm going to start out this podcast with a few amazing quotes about you becoming you, because this is all about how to really live into our authentic selves and to become the person and soul that you were put on this planet to be fully expressed. So this is Don Matteo Soul. To become authentic, we require a thirst for freedom. Freedom from psychological traumas, from self-pity, from self-preserving fearful ideas, from primitive instinctual behavior, and from dogmatic ideals that have been taught to us throughout our entire lives. This one is Kristen Ace. The most powerful way to raise the vibration of our world is to fully honor who we came here to be. I love that one, to fully honor who we came here to be. And I have a couple more that I want to read to you throughout this, but I want to talk about that, to fully honor who we came here to be. What does that mean to you? Just scan your brain. What comes up when you say, I will fully honor who I came here to be? In what areas do you feel that you are honoring her or him? And in what areas are you absolutely denying yourself, suffocating yourself, cutting yourself off? Because that's what it feels like, right? When we are not being the person that we know we are, it feels like betrayal of oneself. That's the way that I literally can describe it. And that is the second that I know that I am not in alignment with who I came to this planet to be. So let me read this one to you. The authentic self will come through when you're no longer performing, pretending, or denying. When you are true to yourself, being authentic is a moment-to-moment proposition. It is a never-ending journey. And I'm not sure who says that quote. So when we are being ourselves, it doesn't mean that we have fully expressed ourselves when we finally decided to show up as us. It means that in every single choice, we are either making a choice in alignment with our soul and our highest self, or we are not. And this isn't something to feel bad about when you're not. It's just that you will get very clear signs in your body and in your life and in your mind when you are out of alignment with your soul's highest purpose. And this is what I want to start talking about, is it comes in the form of feelings for most people. Sometimes it's thoughts. But for a lot of people, it's going to be an immediate gut reaction of that doesn't feel good, or oh, almost like a gut punch sometimes if you've completely denied yourself. And when you are living in alignment with your highest self, it feels good. It feels right. You feel proud. And sometimes it can feel good right away, but then it can, you know, be followed up by our realistic mind immediately after that, right? The reality version of, oh no, what did I do? Oh no, what are they going to think? Oh my gosh, was that the right decision? When in your soul, if you would have made the other decision, you know that you would have been betraying yourself. You would have been giving something up. So I want to talk about, our soul truly is here to become the highest version of itself while living on this planet, right? And we do that by creating experiences. So you guys, you're not just going to become your authentic self and feel fully expressed on your own, or your soul is not going to do that on its own. You have to create the experiences in order to experience yourself in a bigger, higher way. Does that make sense? So what I mean is that you just waking up in the morning is not going to have you fully experience why you are on this planet and who you are and who your highest version and authentic self is. So when you wake up, you have to create physical experiences and thoughts in order for you to become the person that you know that you are. So sometimes it's required to go through a lot of resistance, and sometimes it's required to meet a lot of people outside of your comfort zone, and sometimes it's required to go and move your body and do the opposite of the things that you're doing. And how you know what you should be doing is you will feel like time passes easily. You will feel like you are in flow. You will feel like you're connected. You'll feel like you've had massive growth. You'll feel incredible self-expression. You won't feel anxiety. You won't feel stressed out. These are ways to know that you are following you're following the path that your soul wants you to follow. Now, a lot of people ask me, okay, but what if, you know, the thing that I think I'm supposed to be doing stresses me out. Well, I have this question for you. Does the actual doing stress you out, or does the fear around the doing stress you out and everything that comes before it? Because I think that if you found the people who are already doing it and they told you what to expect and you started learning and you started immersing yourself and you started taking action, I believe that the stress and the pressure would actually alleviate. So we're putting the stresses and fear around the wrong things, right? Or we're putting the stresses and fear around things that have not yet happened. And because we don't know yet, even though our soul knows that to fully express itself and to fully feel itself, we need to go there. So often for me, the fear is actually a direct indicator of where I need to go. And when you start moving in that direction, when you start getting the answers that you need, and when you start talking to the people who have done it, that's when things start to really ease up. So what's an experience? I want you to think about this right now. So let's really do this together. What's an experience that you have been being pulled towards? Is it an event? Is it coaching? Is it surfing? Is it parasailing? Is it, what is it? Is it riding your bike? Is it going out in nature? Is it yoga? Is it baking? Is it painting? Is it creating? Is it writing? What is that experience that your soul has been yearning for in order for you to actually fully express yourself and feel who you are? What is that? Because I guarantee you're being pulled there for a reason. You have to create that experience so that you can know who you are and to really fully enjoy who you are. And something is waiting there for you, either some awareness or just some form of relaxation or some form of learning or some form of aha, whatever that is, it's waiting for you. So it doesn't matter if it's play, and it doesn't matter if it's a project. Both are equally important to feel the full expression of your highest self. So you guys, I want to know, and when I put a post on my Instagram saying that this podcast is out, I want to know what your soul is being pulled to fully experience itself. You have to create these experiences for you because it already knows who it is. It already knows if it loves nature. And when I say it, I mean you. You already know in your deepest soul, or in the deepest corners of your soul, if you love nature, if you're a surfer, if you're a singer, if you're a songwriter, even if that feels like the craziest thing on the planet to say out loud and you've never done it, you already know what you are. It's now time to start creating those experiences to become you. Because right now you're not really you if you're experiencing a lot of pain around suppression. So that's why you're experiencing the pain. Our soul's job is to give you pain in some form to make you act. Because let's face it, we don't act when there isn't pain or resistance, right? It's like, life is good, life is comfortable. We don't really start moving unless we feel the need to, right? So what is that, you guys? I want to hear, if you would comment, what you're going to do, what the plan is. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be small, but just start doing it either once a week or on a day-to-day basis, because that is going to make you feel more like you. People will be drawn to you like a freaking magnet if you do this. Start watching how people start treating you when you even just start taking action of living in alignment with your soul. It's really amazing what will start happening. If you do this for even 1 month, take a soul challenge, right? Ask your soul what it wants to do each day and make a little bit of time for it. And in 30 days, I want to know what happens in your world. People will be drawn to you just simply because of your energy. You'll be elevated. People will want to help you. It's really mind-blowing. I know when I'm in alignment with my soul, I go running and I legit get high fives from people. People smile back at me. People offer me things to help me out in my business. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And when I'm not in alignment, I feel like I'm pushing, like I'm trudging, like I get upset with people. I want to place blame why things aren't working. I don't feel creative. I feel very trapped in my head. I feel bad for myself. I'm annoyed with people easily. I want to sit and eat all day. That's how I know I am betraying myself and not listening to my soul. And it's so much easier to just want to sit at home or do the easy thing or pretend like my soul is not talking to me. But that also means I'm not giving it space. So you guys, give yourself a little space to hear your soul. So whether that's some quiet time, which is very challenging, right? We don't necessarily want to be alone and be quiet. That's either boring or it brings up a lot of stuff, but you can't hear with all the noise. So give yourself some walks in nature, ask yourself some questions, do some journaling, give yourself some time to ask yourself what those experiences are going to be. So I can't wait to hear them. Make sure you post on my Instagram because I really want to engage with you guys to hear what you're going to do. This is game changing. So who's going to do this for 30 days? Maybe once a day, soul experiences, small or large, and see what happens. I cannot wait to hear about it. All right, you guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. You totally rock my world. And I'm just beyond grateful for you for listening and for all of your feedback and engagement. This podcast has been one of the biggest blessings in my life because I find my tribe and get to really talk about the deep stuff. I don't know about you guys, but surface level stuff can be pretty challenging for me sometimes because I want to get in there. I want to know what your soul is about. I want to know what lights you up. I don't really care about the surface stuff. I do, but not so much. Okay. Kidding, not kidding. All right. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you so much, you guys. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.